Yes, it's KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM radio station, broadcasting from our Pearl Street studios here in Laguna Beach, California, IA. There's lots more podcasts that you can check out at kx935.com. But before you do that, check out this. It's the latest episode of Full English Breakfast from KX93.5.
I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippin's can. Jordan the skillet, go and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can rub and scrub this house till it's shining just like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. I can get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you know that I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me hexed up, you know that I'm gonna break that spell. If you come to me hungry, you know I'm gonna fill you full of grits. If it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering fits. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can stretch a greenback dollar bill from here to kingdom come. I can play the numbers, pay my bills, and still end up with some. $20 gold piece says there ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag and I can make a man out of you. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again.
And that, apparently, is all. It's KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. Happy Mother's Day to you all, mothers or not. How are you doing, Mr. Daniel Barnes?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Not bad at all.
It's a big day now, Mother's Day. Everything just gets crazy.
What do you think about Mother's Day? How is your mother? She all right?
Oh, she's a rock star, man. She's over there in Dronfield Woodhouse.
Right. Is she listening?
Oh, I should think so, yeah. She's very technically adapt.
She can
no.
She can work a radio, can she?
No, we have to put the podcast onto vinyl so she can listen to them.
Hello, Mrs. Barnes. Tell you what, we'll give her a ring in a minute.
Yeah, we should do that and ring your mum.
I'm going to ring my mother as well. My mother's got no idea that I'm thinking of calling her, although I suppose it is Mother's Day.
Where does your mum live? In Vegas?
She lives in Vegas, yeah.
Right on.
She's a pole dancer.
Really? I thought she was a gambler.
No, actually, she's a German dancer. Whatever. It's KX93.5. Happy Mother's Day to y'all.
That bloody limey Jason Fuddy paid $700 to become a US citizen. Crikey! Now we need a couple hundred to hire a translator. KX93.5.
Left him standing in the pouring rain. There's every chance he'll go insane. And someone comes along and takes his hand. He must have love, can't you understand? That he needs his woman. He needs his woman, and he needs his woman. He needs his woman to love. His hands are shaking and his head hangs down.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.
Songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. Listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies.
KX935, happy Mother's Day to you. It's 9:12. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Funny thing about mothers is that they put up with our fathers for all that time, really.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that?
My mum said she'd have got less time for murdering three people than being married to my dad.
Right. No, my mum said the same thing. Or my dad used to say, if I'd killed her instead of marrying her, I'd be out by now. That was
I'd be
a standard
free.
Joke, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how they stay together like that in the north of England? They just do this thing where...
Oh, mine didn't. My parents got divorced when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, well, my mum and dad don't know what divorce is.
stay together.
Yeah.
What is it Woody Allen said? They stay together out of spite.
That's it. No one else will have them.
Yeah. Well, with that thought, I'll put a record on, right, and we'll call your mother.
You know what? Join we should do that. We should give her a call in England because we've got a lot of people listen there now. They tuned into it, man. They got on the whole full English breakfast thing. They listen to it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Well, it's not even Mother's Day today, is it, really, in Britain? They have a different day.
No, but
I wonder why they have a different day.
You know what it's to do with the poles?
Hey?
You know the North Pole and the South
Pole? South Pole. It's the tilt of the Earth, isn't it? It's
yeah.
It's to do with that, yeah.
Apparently, if you have too many mothers ecstatic on one day, it affects the whole magnetic force.
Right.
It's like, can you imagine if every woman on the planet had a period at the same time?
Oh, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they haven't got it all synced up by now.
Yeah, because, that can happen.
It can if they move into the same house.
Right.
Good thing it doesn't work on the planetary scale.
Yoga always does that as well.
When
they start hitting the same yoga group three times a week,
right?
They all click on it at the same time.
Do they?
Yeah. You've seen what this.
I've never got
like.
Close enough to a woman to know about that kind of thing.
Well, get close to one, man.
Here's Ecstatic Union. They're a band from around here, around these parts.
Oh, these are local
Laguna Beach. I really like them a lot. They've changed the name. They're not called Ecstatic Union anymore, and I've forgotten what the new name is. Not very memorable.
Really?
So I'm not. I've gone off the boil with them now. But I love this song. It's called Mother, and it's by Ecstatic Union. And in the meantime, we'll call Mrs. Barnes. Believe it or not, there is a Mrs. Barnes.
A Mrs. Pat Barnes.
Mrs. Pat Barnes, who spawned that which is now known as Daniel Barnes. On KX 93.5, we are Laguna's only FM. Full English Breakfast. Keep it here, will you?
Yeah.
Jason Ferry, KX 93.5. Sit by the river, close to the water's edge. Beneath the trees that surround you, breathe in their medicine. Naked upon the earth, basking in the mana. Blessed be you, flying free with the mother and the father. Plant your partner of the universe and spread your wings. Fly home with our family. Come on and swim with the dolphin in ocean of infinity. Relax and release all worry. Lie upon the shore. Remember you are the center, the eye of the storm. Spy will lead you to a golden liquid galaxy. Children of sun gather to see. Mother Earth, she is awakening. So we gonna plant our seeds, be gardeners of the universe, and spread our wings, fly home with star family. Come on and swim with me, dolphin in ocean of infinity. Universe and spread our wings.
That's lovely, that is. They're from round here. Ecstatic Union and a track called Mother.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good, right? They're very sort of psychedelic-y sort of thing.
Tight, man. They're tight.
Well, it's not so difficult when you're in a studio to be tight.
You've got
plenty of chances to get
it wrong. I've seen one or two that have been loose.
Loosey.
Loosey-goosey.
Right, let's try this, because it's all about technology.
Yes,
see,
it
that's
is.
The thing about it on a Sunday morning.
I can't hear myself very well. Why is that? Am I going deaf, or is it these headphones?
Are they plugged in there?
Where are they plugged like in it. There? You know what?
Is that better?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
You just turn me right down there.
Turn you up. Turn it on.
Turn me up!
Here's the thing that we're doing.
Right, what are we going to do?
We're going to call your mother.
Oh, right on. She'll be there somewhere.
Let's just see if we can do it. Right, here's the phone.
It's very complicated, this stuff, isn't it?
Can you hear that?
Oh, that's a ringing tone. Let's go with that.
Right, let's just turn that down.
Ooh.
Not very good ringing tone, is it?
No, we've probably got a weird lead anyway.
Right, let's
I'm just checking out your iPad here to see if anything interesting's gone on in the world this week.
Here we go.
Oh, Lordy.
Here we go.
Usually by this time she won't have had too much to drink, so any time later than this, man, she will be stewed.
Don't be nasty about your mother. It's Mother's Day.
Oh, this isn't my mother. We're not calling my mother, we're calling Big Mama.
Let's see if it's gonna ring.
This'll be funny.
There you go, look, it's ringing.
If my father answers the phone, it'll be hilarious. He's never answered the phone in 20 years.
Hello.
Dad!
Yeah.
Listen, can I speak to Mum? It's Mother's Day here in America, and we're live on the radio. I'm here with Jason from Leeds.
Hello, Mr. Barnes.
Hello, Jason.
How are you? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, thank you. How are you?
Very nice, thanks. Yeah, lovely. It's Mother's Day here, so we're trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to encourage Daniel to do the right thing.
I see, yes. Well, that'll be a change.
Oh, he's funny, isn't he? You should get him on the radio.
Yeah, see? Is Mrs. Barnes there?
Do you want to word with his mum?
Yeah, yes, let's please, have a word with her.
Just a minute.
Right.
Just one moment.
Love you.
Oh, this is great. Mrs. Barnes is coming.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. Mrs. Barnes, this is Jason speaking. I'm Daniel's co-host on this daft radio station that we're doing.
Oh, good. It's Mother's Day, isn't it?
Yes, love, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and I haven't got the big bouquet again.
Listen, frankly, I'm not surprised, but I'm calling really to say, Mrs. Barnes, what have you done?
What, with him? Listen.
Go on.
I got the wrong child.
What are you talking about?
Did you pick up when they were picking him up in the hospital?
Hospital.
You mean, right.
Yeah, they mixed him up and I got him. And believe you me, my life has been very difficult. Now it is so
You
much
said it was
calmer.
Exciting. What was it difficult? You always said that it was exciting being like around me.
Oh, don't be silly, you silly thing. Where does Jason come from?
I'm from Leeds, love.
Leeds?
Yeah,
I thought it was an accent. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, you see, the show's called Full English Breakfast. We can't really have, like, me and someone from India or Mexico. It just didn't work out.
Oh, right.
And anyway, it was Jason that brought me in because... He realised that I was English and not just weird.
He's very English.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody a bit posher on, you know what I mean? Because he's from Sheffield,
right,
I thought we need somebody posh on, so we got Daniel Barnes. Adds a bit of class to the show, really.
Listen, Jason.
Yes,
the word is class.
Oh, class, excuse me.
Class.
All right, then. Have a good day.
Thank you, darling. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, Mum. Bye.
Bye.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Where you cry.
You can scan.
Well, we got close there. That was Crazy Mama, Rolling Stones. We got close, Daniel, but we didn't quite make it.
Never mind.
And no, I couldn't. Your mother's voice apparently wasn't coming out on the radio, but it is on the podcast.
She does sound like a lizard.
No, she was very sweet, actually. She was sweeter than I expected her to be. I thought she was going to lay into you.
No, no, no.
Mother's Day, how dare you?
Oh, God. No, we get on really well.
She was very nice, but she couldn't be heard on the doodah, but it is on the she will be on the podcast.
Oh, bless her.
Mrs. Barnes, you're on the podcast. So if you want to hear what Mrs. Barnes sound like...
She's looking at the radio now I look going, like, what's a pod?
She'll figure it out. Go next door and ask
Steve.
Bob. Steve next door. He'll
next
sort it out.
Next door but one, Steve Woods, Sony Steve.
Right, he'll sort it out for you.
Work for Sony.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, more a professional world media. He's your man.
All right, Steve. Well, if Steve's listening, go around and see Mrs. Barnes and sort it out because I messed up. I'll put the podcast up cool, this afternoon sometime. Well, actually, I won't.
No, do it. Go
tonight,
on.
Tonight. It'll be tonight.
No, do it this afternoon.
I can't.
Why?
Because I've got a gig. Wait till you hear this. I'm going to sit outside Nordstrom.
Which one?
In Fashion Island.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do there?
I'm going to go and play my guitar and sing.
Do they know?
Who, Nordstrom?
No, is it in that official gazebo?
It's official, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to just put a hat out.
You're not going tramp on me, are you?
No.
You're not going to do that crazy thing in the doorway.
I'm not going busking.
Good.
Those days are over.
Because you know what?
I can't run. I can't be, if the cops come, I can't run.
Right, and you don't smell of pee?
No, not anymore.
You know what? You're too established to do that.
I will be. I'll smell of pee by 1 o'clock this afternoon, probably.
I'm going to come down there and turn it on. I'm going to come down. I'm going to bring some of my friends.
Well, that's what we're going to be this afternoon at Nordstrom City. I've done it before a couple of times.
It's a good gig.
It pays nice. It pays lovely. That's why I do it.
And you get to see all those weird cougars that you see doing the cougar dance. You might get some cougar dancers.
I've had cougar dancers there before.
I bet you do. I bet you I get do, them yeah. cougars dancing.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. The cougar dance, if you don't know, is the official dance of the cougar. They put a face on like... they think they're models or something, or maybe it's not like a Zoolander. No, it's a big smile. It's a big stupid smile.
Yeah, it's like, look, I've got no grey things in my teeth.
Right.
Hi.
They're showing off their expensive dental work and cosmetic surgery.
And they look at each other.
Right, they're not looking at you.
They never look at you. They've got a rich husband.
No, that's right. They're not looking at us. They're looking at each other.
Yes, they are.
They're going, look at my molars. Right?
Look how my beautiful teeth are.
Look at my molars.
And they always go, I can't believe these women because they spend all of this money on looking great.
Yeah.
And then they go to the sandpiper.
Right, well, you know.
I love the sandpiper.
It's all right, but it is dark in there. You'd think you would go somewhere with brighter lights, wouldn't you?
It's interesting, isn't it? It's like the flight deck on the Millennium Falcon, that place.
With sticky carpets.
Do you know, I went in there one time and I saw the owner the next day and I said to him, hey, man, I'm not going to say his name because he'll kill me.
Yeah.
I said, I was in your bar last night and I got up this morning and I felt like crap. I said, I've got a banging headache.
Yep.
I said, I've got diarrhea. I'm throwing up. And he said to me, well, next time you won't drink as much. I said, dude, I wasn't drinking. I was drinking Coca-Cola.
And then what did he say then? Well, next time you won't go in the bathroom.
That's what did it.
Because that's where you got whatever disease it was you got.
It wasn't a disease. It was just a feeling.
All right, well, let's play more music, shall we? And then we'll come back and we'll call my mother and see what she's up to today.
In Vegas.
She's in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll hopefully she will be heard on the radio. Either way, I think it's quite funny, just you and me talking to... a gap in the air.
We have to fill in for Martin, who's been replaced this week by the dog leash.
That's right. We put the dog leash there on the table in honour of Martin, who couldn't be with us today.
I miss Martin, don't you?
Not really.
You see a lot of him because he's your cousin.
I'll talk to him
every day. I only see him once a week, and yeah. I like that. It keeps me sharp, man.
Martin keeps you sharp.
Makes me go home and press my shirts.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Okay, it's KX93.5. Let's play this. Let a woman be. We're playing like vaguely woman themed music because
I feel like we're building up to a rocking end for once.
We are.
You're going to give it to me this week, aren't you? You're going to let it just go like 50 million decibels.
In a few minutes' time, we're going to be shredding.
Even if it's not an English artist.
No, we don't care about that anymore.
Right, great. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, here's Dyke and the. The reason why I call it Dyke and the is because there's not enough characters to tell you the entire name of the band, and I've forgotten it.
You know what it is? It's Dyke and the Girls on Motorcycles That Live on South of Market Street.
No, it's not. Hang on a minute. Yes, that's right. No, it's not. It's Dyke and the Blazers.
Ooh.
KX93.5. Track's called Let a Woman Be a Woman.
KX93.5. This guy is a good cook. He tans well, and he has great taste in music. But the accent... that's fake. Oh, I just noticed his teeth. He's British, isn't he? Jason Fetty, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Right. That's Dyke and the Blazers. Let a Woman Be a Woman. Wow. Daniel Barnes is playing the M&Ms.
Here I go, M&Ms.
Nicely
solo.
Done.
These are actually a gift for the first cool mom I see when I leave the radio station today.
How will you know she's cool?
Well, she's going to turn up right outside the radio station.
Right.
And she's going to demand her M&Ms, which are peanut butter flavour.
And then she's going to take you in and let you sleep on a couch.
No. These... that's funny. These are for the mom of the year. It's a good gift.
Wait a minute. Let me ask a question. Whose couch are you sleeping on at the moment?
Oh, no, no. I don't sleep on a couch, my friend.
Really?
Yes.
What is it? Is it a put me up?
It's a penthouse suite at the Surf and Sand. We managed to get me back in there.
I don't believe a word of it.
I live somewhere between there
and there.
And there.
Yeah.
In the Wendy house.
Right.
You see that?
No, good for you. I don't mean to embarrass you, but...
Oh, no, it's not embarrassing. We don't have beds, we just use couches.
It's good radio. You being embarrassed, good radio. Can't help it.
It's futon.
Futon?
We never use beds. We've always had futons in California.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fancy, isn't it?
Well, it's fancy.
Is it from IKEA? I once bought one from IKEA and it fell apart in about 10 minutes.
Do you know what I found about IKEA? Everything they sell is crap.
Yeah.
But they're Swedish.
Yeah, Swedish.
Which means you can't find them to... approached them about this crap.
The people that work in IKEA are not Swedish, though, Daniel Barnes.
No, they're not, Jason Fetty. And I'll tell you something else. In Japan, IKEA furniture comes with a suicide hotline number because in 1997 or something, two Japanese students killed themselves because they couldn't assemble a bunch of furniture.
Well, that says a lot about you.
That says a lot about IKEA.
Let's call me mother.
Let's do it.
Hang on a minute. Right. That does that. Now, let's see. Hopefully this time you'll be able to hear me, mother. I think I've pressed the correct button. If you're not hearing me, send me a text. Thank you, Larry and Fran.
I like that.
Thank you,
line.
Ava, for
this is like the beginning of the Rockford Files.
For letting me know that my mother, Daniel's mother, couldn't be heard.
She could be heard, man.
With any luck, I hope we got the right number.
Does she scare easy?
No.
Watch this.
Please. She had me and my brother. She didn't scare at all. She might have gone out for breakfast.
No!
I don't know.
Hello, my darling son.
Oh! You knew it was me.
Oh, because I thought your number came up on the TV.
Did it? On the TV?
Yes,
on
then the I recognise the station because I listen to it often. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? That's hilarious because it's so different to Daniel Barnes' mother. Daniel Barnes' mother is completely like, I said, will she be able to get the podcast? He said, oh no, she'll have to ask Steve next door. Oh. But you've got my phone number on your TV.
Absolutely,
that's posh, isn't it?
Wow, it's like Back to the Future.
Have you met Daniel Barnes' mum? This is Daniel. This is my mum.
Hi, Jason. I think I did meet you once. She's been in Laguna many times, right?
She has been here.
Yeah, I've met you before at events.
Maybe I don't remember you, but I know your voice very well because, you know, you're on the show every week. And, yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm in the graceful company here of Jason, and we're just enjoying the morning. It's beautiful here in Laguna. I'm sure it's beautiful in Las Vegas.
Yes, it's very windy, but, not complaining.
Do you know what that gives you? That gives you an even tan.
It does. Is that right? Okay.
You see what I have to put with it. How are you doing, Mum? Are you okay?
I'm doing good, yes, darling. I'm doing really good.
I'm calling you because it's Mother's Day and I love you very much.
Good. Thank you, darling.
And did you receive the bouquet of flowers we sent?
Not yet, no. Oh, but I look forward to that. Thank you, darling.
It wasn't my idea, actually. It was Ava's idea.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know. She's very nice that way.
You thought about that. You'd always send your mum
flowers. I thought
about
it, and then I saw the price of it, and I went, you know what? I can do without. We can just call her up. Look, she's delighted, aren't you, Mum?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What are you doing today?
Not much, you know. I'm going to stay home and wait for my flowers to arrive.
Oh, I'd go gambling if I was in Vegas.
Would you really?
Not really. I'm a terrible gambler.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things there. First of all, you've got to have, you know,
money.
A nickel, right? Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Mum, listen, I love you. And, I think you're an angel and the greatest mother that ever walked the earth. So.
Bless your heart. Are we on air, by the way?
We're on air.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy
birthday. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And, I'm very blessed.
Jason is a really cool guy.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Who's your favourite son? Is it me or my brother?
I'll have to think about it and get back to you.
I want to know who your favourite is. It's very important to me. No, don't answer it. I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
Say hello to your husband for me and lots of love and happy Mother's Day, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Black dress.
English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Daughter for me. Well, mama, mama, talk to your daughter for me. Tell your daughter that I love her now. Do anything I can. Tell your daughter I love her. Love until the day I die. Tell your daughter I love her till the day I die. I want you to talk to your daughter, talk to your daughter for me. I love that woman. I'm crazy about your daughter. I'm waiting for your daughter. I love your daughter. Love your daughter. Tell me what I do. I said, look here now, mama. Ever since, mama, your daughter was 5 years old, I was 6 years old. We were going to school together now, mama. I was a natural born fool for your daughter, mama. Mama, please talk to your daughter. Tell your daughter I love her now, mama. I love your daughter. Do anything she said. Mama, talk to your daughter. Mama, talk to your daughter. Tell your daughter I love her. Mama, talk to your daughter. Tell your daughter I love her. Mama, talk to your daughter, talk to your daughter for me. Mama, I'm crazy about your daughter. Mama, talk to your daughter. You know that's your daughter, mama. Tell your daughter I love her. Well, talk to your daughter. Talk to your daughter for me. Mama, talk to your daughter. Mama, talk to your daughter. Tell your daughter I love her.
Tell your daughter I love her.
Love her.
Oh, yeah.
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 Mama.
John Lee Hooker.
Boom,
okay, it's 93.5. All right, it's the radio station. We're KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station since... Doing it since when? 2010? No.
2012.
What is it now? Yeah, 2012, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? If there's anybody else out there thinking about doing the same thing, let us just tell you a few things about radio.
Yeah.
It's like the mob.
It is.
You don't just waltz into radio.
Not in this town, you
know. It's like waste management.
You have to give a backhander to the council.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm telling you, Elizabeth Pearson's downstairs right now with her hands out.
Yeah.
We're going down there in a minute to give her a backsheesh.
It's a brown paper bag full of money. We give it them and they let us broadcast this nonsense.
Yeah, that's right. What else would we be doing on Sunday morning? What would you be doing if you weren't here?
Oh, I'd be working on my... I'm big into knitting right now.
Are you really?
Oh, God, yeah.
No.
Yeah, knit one, pearl two. I'm actually making a scarf right now.
Really?
Yeah, you know, if you want
I thought I saw you crocheting when I was in the coffee clutch the other day.
Yep.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
Very good for you. It calms you down.
Yeah.
I've not got any... I've not bought one of those brother machines like Ian Fowler on EastEnders. I've not started like a textile business.
No, no. Don't start with that because you know what? It's a slippery slope.
Well, listen, that's...
Before you know it, you've got a sweatshop in India.
Right, and you end up like the Rothschilds.
Anyway, it's KX93.5. Wendy Potter, who is lovely...
I know Wendy, she's cool, yeah, man.
She was Volunteer of the Year, you know, in Laguna Beach.
She's always helping people.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
She's the mother of a child.
Yes.
Sam.
Sam, I know, yeah. Sam.
So, anyway, she says, love you and Daniel.
Aww.
Great team, too funny, love you. That's what I'm reading it exactly what it says, but what she's basically saying is
we're
she
too
loves
funny.
You and we're too funny.
We should not be as funny.
No, be a little less funny, if you can.
I can't do it, man, I'm terrible.
You're full on.
Oh!
Well, yep. Anyway, there you go. There's a reliable way to listen to KX93.5 from anywhere. Are you aware of this factoid?
Tell me about it.
Shall I?
Yeah.
It's interruption free from your phone.
Oh, no. You mean, what, like this phone?
Any phone. Well,
look at this.
What is it? No, not that phone.
This is a
look,
breaking...
Look at that look thing. At that. Wait a minute. What is it?
Breaking Bad, baby.
Wow. That.
Now, listen, you're going to laugh at me.
It's an antique, this thing. It's about the size of your... Well, I don't know. It's a. It's like well, you know, when you used to buy 10 cigarettes in England. When
you can
you were
buy 10 phones now.
For the same price,
from
probably.
From Costco, you can get like a pack of 5 phones. I keep losing them. I'm like Keith Richards. I have a brand new phone every day.
It's not a Nokia, but it's that kind of thing.
LG, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, if you've got an Android, I'm talking about, I mean, a phone, not like, obviously, a robot.
I wonder if, like, something like R2-D2 would be, like, clued in for today's technology. Would he have, like, kept up with it from the
70s? You know what? If No, it'd be like your granddad.
It would, be like, I can't receive this podcast. It's
I don't
like,
know what this means.
What is this? All I can do is show you this thing of this princess.
What does it mean, flat screen? The screens were always flat.
3CPO. Come on, you said you could do anything. I can interpretate 3 million languages. Why can't you play a podcast?
Can it knit me a jumper? I'm feeling a bit cold.
Trash can with LEDs.
Anyway, you can listen to us anywhere on your Android or your iPhone.
But not R2-D2.
No, it's an app. It's an app.
Right.
Right. And there's a direct link to our new stream, KX at One Laguna, which features brand new Smart Talk.
Brand new Smart Talk,
which is almost, it's like what we do, except it's smart.
Is that like intelligent co-hosts and like...
Yeah, they talk about important things.
But not like the politician guys.
I think they might do a bit of politics, but I think they're a little more, like, you know, intelligent.
Right.
Than Clashing Edge, you mean?
Those guys are really intelligent.
Really?
Yeah. They have shirts and ties and... They all are coming with the newspaper and they know Obama and stuff.
Well, you know why? You know why they're more smart than you and I? Because they
why?
Can afford cable.
Well, they can afford cable and they went to decent schools.
Right. And they listened.
And they clued in, man. I mean, yeah. I really do get my information from them guys.
You do. If you're doing listening to radio, if you've got the radio on anyway, you do have to listen. Especially if you're hard of hearing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Radio is one of those things. You don't just put it on. You got to listen to it. You got to feel it.
We all huddle round.
Yeah.
And listen to the broadcast from the BBC.
There you go.
And find out what's happening in the war.
That's it. Warm up the transistor radio. We're going to have a listening session.
Yep. So if you're listening on Mr. Edison's crystal set device.
A Roberts radio.
Yep. Welcome. It's KX93.5. We're Laguna's only FM. It's Mother's Day today and happy Mother's Day. To you, go to download that app. I'll just tell you where it is. It's at kx935.com/listen.
Oh, you should listen. Hey, I wonder if there's been any takers for the Mother's Day M&Ms outside.
Yeah, Daniel's looking for a cougar to take him home. So, if you're out there, cougars, and you fancy a bag of M&Ms, Daniel Barnes is... Don't open it.
No, I'm not. Listen, it's not a question of wanting a cougar. I just don't want to eat these M&Ms because when I get on sugar, man, it's like the whole... Oh, I get crazy.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm on M&Ms.
You wouldn't like me when I'm not hungry. Anyway, don't open them. We're not offering half a bag.
No, they're not going...
It's a full unopened bag. The seal has not been broken.
Right.
And you can get that by just coming
two
down the
servings,
station.
Two servings. Look at this. Two servings. This isn't a regular one. This is like the big size.
It's a sharing size. I love it when they say a sharing size. That's the size of a bag. That's the size that the bag used to be for one person.
Yeah, in 1989 before they changed it. Do you remember how big a Mars bar, big one?
Huge.
You remember when they brought out the original giant one?
Yeah.
I mean, I could club somebody to death with one of those. And I was the same size when I was 16.
And if you buy one now from the gas station or whatever, you could pick your teeth with it. It's that small.
Do you know if you call the Mars Corporation? You know the Mars Corporation that owns all these products? You would say to them, hey, I got a question for you. Why did all your confectionery get smaller? Do you know what their answer is?
Go on.
You got bigger.
You got bigger.
That's what I was told.
Wow.
Did you
call them?
Yes.
Wow, that's a crazy thing to do, Daniel.
Well, you know
to what? Actually call the Mars and say, excuse me.
Yeah. What's going on with these Mars bars? Why do they keep getting smaller? They said, you keep getting bigger.
You've got too much time on your hands.
I know.
Is that why your phone's so small as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
This was massive when I bought it 15 years ago.
And let's talk about your genitals. How big are they now that you've grown up?
Well, you tell me. I've got tight pants. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Your hands are bigger than they were.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
My nose is bigger.
Yeah, that's what my dad said before he died. He said, son, I've got one bit of advice for you. Marry a woman with small hands.
He was smart.
That was a good bit of advice, that. All right, it's 9:57 on KX93.5. We're going to go now.
What are we going to play out with?
Well, I was going to play Tie Your Mother Down by Queen.
All right.
But now I've decided, but you like Guns N' Roses, don't you?
I love Guns N' Roses.
And I'm not really a big fan of Guns N' Roses, I must say. Not my cup of tea, really. It's a lot of squealing.
You know what, though? They made a lot of people happy.
Squealing shred, squealing shred, squealing shred.
Squealing shred, squealing shred, squealing shred.
That's what they do. That's what their original song was. That was the B-side of their first single.
Yeah.
Which was?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Ah! See, Daniel Barnes, you didn't know this, but he's an encyclopedia of
1987.
Rock and roll music.
Yeah, from Records.
Wow. And where's Slash from?
Stoke-on-Trent. He was born there and he moved to LA when he was 8 years old. His father was an album design cover and his mom owned a boutique on Wiltshire. And she also did the clothes for The Man Who Fell to Earth by David Bowie.
Goodness me.
Slash is a legend.
Daniel Barnes, thank you for coming in on Mother's Day.
Hey, shake my hand.
Yep.
We'll do this again.
Love to Martin. Love to all the mothers out there. Have a wonderful day. And sons and daughters, no slacking off today. Come on, get flowers for your mum.
Love them. They love you.
Love to Mrs. Barnes. Love to Mrs. Gray. That's my mother. And... there you go.
Love
We've
to
done
everyone.
It again. Full English Breakfast, KX93.5. Steve's up next. Have a good day.
Yeah.